Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers will remain confidential.
Okay, so?
May I know, does anyone in your household work for news media outlets such as print, radio, internet, or television?
No. No.
And may I know, are you 21 years old or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Highly.
And may I know, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
And may I know your race, just for statistical purposes?
Black.
Thank you very much. And may I know, can you tell me your age?
51.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and the Congress must focus on. For each, I just want you to rate it from 0 to 10 on how important the issue is and to have to focus on. Remember, use the 10 if it's most important, 5 is if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Remember, 0 to 10. This is the first one. Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
Could you repeat that?
Reducing substance abuse in our communities. It is important or not important for you to the Congress to focus on from 0 to 10?
Very, very important, 10.
Thank you. And making college more affordable?
10.
What about improving K through 12 education?
10.
What about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Staying the same.
Okay. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Is what better?
Is better, worse, or about the same as in white communities? The health outcomes in general.
The health outcomes?
Yes.
Oh, it's better in white communities.
Okay. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact in the African American community? Marijuana and other cannabis products, opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, or something else you have in mind?
All the above.
And can you select two?
Oh, alcohol and cocaine.
Okay. Okay, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. This is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that this program, Tobacco Harm Reduction, will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I have no idea what that program is, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And just tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar at all with the products I'm about to tell you. heat not burn tobacco products.
Ooh, what did you, I didn't really understand you.
It's heat not burn tobacco products.
Heat not burn?
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. What about e-cigarettes and vapes?
I don't like them.
But are you familiar with them?
Yes.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. What about oral nicotine pouches?
No, don't know anything about that.
Thank you. Okay, I would like to give you about information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, will you say, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for 500,000 American lives lost each year.